This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are launching into the third hour of this program where you can dial in toll-free and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. That's actually where we're going next. And you will sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio if you call us on Discord. It's pretty great. So head over to discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, you've got Ian here.
Riley.
And Chris.
All right, let's go to Tritium, who is on the line on that Discord server. Hello, Tritium. You're calling from Virginia.
Yeah, it's Tritium, and I'm also known as Mortified Penguin. Called previously. Hope you guys are doing well and good health and everything. I was listening to you guys talk about Portland, and that's why I kept listening and wanted to call in right away. I actually tried calling on the phone. I was in my car. I really wanted to get some word on. Some words in. And it's all kind of thing, you know, you can talk about.
Get your word on. Free talk live. Go ahead. Sorry.
And, but we can talk about like definitions of socialism, fascism, they're all over the place. And I mean, I'm not even, you know, there are real definitions, but there's perhaps multiple. But what I really wanted to bring up was if these Proud Boys and these, other groups. So Proud Boys, we have Patriot Prayer, and we have the lesser known groups. I posted about some in the chat I just heard about on another server. Those are pretty blatant, hardcore, white nationalists. So really they're not trying to cover it up, or they're not something slightly different. But as far as the Proud Boys and Patriot Prayer, they're definitely not libertarians by any stretch of the imagination, and they're not regular conservatives or Trump supporters. These are, right wing groups, and there's a reason that you see them being kind of cagey and not being able to fully answer the question.
They're not even trying to hide it. Then why don't we go to their website and it should say Proud Nationalist Group?
No, I was talking about some of these other groups that I heard about. They were so blatant that they're not worth really bringing up. Right. Because but these guys are, they're not right. I don't think, like, for example, Proud Boys, I've seen Proud Boys march. They have all races. That's because they have authoritarians of all races. Mm-hmm. And, they are hardcore authoritarian status. Patriot Prayer holds, you know, militant pro-police views and pro-police rallies. And, they're very pro-Trump, pro-military.
So not very libertarian at all, because some of the talking points that Chris, you pulled up, I think, from Wikipedia, made it sound like they were pretty libertarian on some issues.
This was the leader when he was running in for political office in Washington State. These were positions that he took.
Not necessarily what the group itself is all about, then.
He's the leader of the group, and
now that was Patriot Prayer.
Patriot Prayer.
Okay,
that's the only one I was really delving into because I didn't know anything about them.
Okay.
And I think Proud Boys is supposed to be more of like a fraternal organization about the West, whatever that means in Western culture. I mean, and they're pretty hardcore. They're pretty hardcore young. They get amped up. They get rowdy. And I hate to be in the center. And I hate to say both sides. And I hate to say like these guys are all idiots. But if you watch any of these videos of like the Battle of Portland, like the really big one, or like, some of these riots, mostly in Portland, these guys on these anti-fascists and these guys, they clearly get some sort of kick out of it.
They're there to fight, is what you're saying. That's what they want.
They come there with weapons. They come there with tactical equipment, body armor for the right wingers, and black masks for the generally communist leaning anti-fascists. And there's all kind of anti-fascists, but the Antifa that we always think of, you know, the black mask one. They come there with their weapons, their shields, their clubs, their you know, ass batons like cops carry, stuff right. like that. I mean, they're ready to rumble, and I can understand why you might not want what you think is like you know, dangerous people marching on your street. But I hear you hear various sources saying, oh, Portland's becoming a haven for white nationalists. Oh, Portland's has been totally taken over by anarcho-communists. And can't be both. So I think it's taken over perennially by a bunch of people that use the city to get in huge brawls.
Okay, so
apparently didn't happen today, by the way.
Right. I want to put this in a little bit of perspective. I mean, Keene, New Hampshire, where we broadcast the show from, is one of the most liberal places on the planet.
No.
It's one of the most
liberal in New Hampshire.
I work here, it feels like, on the planet.
Okay,
and
fair enough.
Voting-wise, it is a high percentage of liberal voters.
Yes, yeah.
And then I think back to what we did with the recruiting stations and doing...
What you did.
Well, we did guard duty. Wow, this was after the shooting down in Tennessee.
When you say we, it was the group, the what's
some,
what called?
Some we had some people with Oath Keepers and we had some people with local militant militia groups. And, you know, there you had, you know, 15 to 20 guys with AR-15s on the streets of a liberal college town.
Mm-hmm.
But we weren't promoting anything other than keep these people safe because you're not allowing them to carry guns to work. That was our message, open carry. The way to point out that these people have rights to defend themselves. But it never became political. It never became a left versus right thing, even with a pretty obvious display of hardware. So I think this is all about Trump. That's
what's going
this.
On in Portland, you mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Every single thing, it finds its way back to Trump. And
well, clearly, they wanted that tweet, and they got it.
That's what you're pointing out here for listeners just tuning in, is the leader of the Proud Boys, I guess. He had stated publicly in the Daily Beast article, quoted him, saying, well, we got our tweet from Trump. We're done here. You know, we've mission accomplished.
And who was Antifa there to get the reaction from? They wanted to put, you know, to show they are against fascism, and by that they mean Trump. So
do you think these conflicts will heat up as the 2020 election approaches? Are these going to get, you know, even more violent, more common?
I don't know. This is definitely started with Trump's election in 2016, and I think it very well might. I mean, I'm ready
the
for
people,
it the right way I can.
You know, the
ready
people who were opposing Trump back then didn't know exactly what he would be like with as a president, Trump.
True.
Right? Now they know, and they're going to see it as even more of a critical thing to get out into the streets to oppose. I think you may see an escalation in, you know, in the streets kind of conflicts.
I think that's entirely possible, especially as we near the election. And I think they want their voices to be heard, and they may get really violent and really aggressive.
Right, because they're going to be desperate. They don't want Trump to have a chance to win, and they're going to do whatever they can to, you know, pull out the stops against that.
Right, especially on immigration, where he is getting dangerously close to tying Obama for number of people deported.
Dangerously close.
Dangerously
now,
close.
Now, that's in less than 4 years compared to Obama over 8 years, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So that would suggest that you're talking about the cumulative total, right, of, as far as the number of people deported?
You can,
or are
yes.
we looking at per year?
Per year.
Per year?
I was looking at, yeah, he hasn't passed him or come close to it per year.
Okay.
Then
that's, yeah, that
and
would
even
be
even if we look at total numbers, I mean, many more people were deported under Clinton on than have been deported under Trump. So he's getting credit for that.
Tritium, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say my personal opinion. I don't know if these guys are fascist or not, but, you know, when it comes to the anti-fascist, I mean, I consider myself anti-fascist. I consider myself opposing fascism and stuff. But when you see these Antifa, and I by the way, I don't see any pro-Antifa media anywhere, but these people, I think it's a symptom of when you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Right. Good point. Thanks, yeah. Tritium. Appreciate it, man. You'll find him on our Discord server if you want to talk to Tritium and a bunch of other Free Talk Live listeners. Get over to discord.lrn.fm. It is a free service. It's available around the clock. There's chat rooms there, both text and voice format. Plus, you can use those call-in line rooms to call in during our live show, which is right now. 855-450-FREE. Also, it's our toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDarkBags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn 6- and 7-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And Free Talk Live brought to you by LibertyStickers.com. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty and do it from the back of your car or wherever else you want to put a bumper sticker, you can reach a lot of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them, so check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages available to you at LibertyStickers.com. And yes, they do custom work as well. So maybe you've got an event that you want to make a bumper sticker for or whatever. LibertyStickers.com, that's where we get ours done. So if you want to get a free sample of what their product quality is like, you want a Free Talk Live bumper sticker, just go to promote.freetalklive.com. Our mailing address is there. You should send a self-addressed stamped envelope, meaning, you know, for young people out there who didn't grow up sending mail, that's an envelope where you put your own address on it, and then you put your own stamp on it. That way we can easily just drop a bumper sticker into it and drop it in the mail, and it saves us time, and you get it for free. We're basically the cost of whatever the stamp is. So promote.freetalklive.com and libertystickers.com for more great bumper stickers. As we continue here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Riley.
And Chris.
Let's go back to more of your calls and thoughts. Robert is on the line. He's in Bakersfield watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Robert.
Man, that was quite an event that happened today. I have no idea. I know it went on for hours. I don't know when it ended. Do you guys have any idea?
We heard it was earlier today, but when you say it was quite an event, I mean, I wasn't paying any attention to it. So what exactly was it that, you know, was noteworthy?
Oh, man. Let's start with just the demographics, because regardless what you believe Antifa to be, you know, if they're domestic terrorists or whatnot, like, the demographics they're everything from the kid that spent way too much time in a liberal university to the gangster that doesn't have anything to do and just hates Trump. It's very diverse, whereas did you call them the Proud Boys? I don't know the name of the rival.
Well, there's two groups on the right of this conflict, it seems like, at least, that we've been able to identify so far. And, you know, we're halfway across the country, or all the way across the country, so we don't really know. We just go by what we can discern. But there's the Proud Boys, and these are the pro-West group that we had one of the applicants call earlier, I think it was last hour. Pro-West, pro kind of misogyny, basically, and claiming to be small government, but at the same time saying that we need a federal government.
Right.
So, you know, they seem to be confused and probably angry and, you know, whatever. But then there's also the other group, Patriot Prayer.
Yeah, and they just seem to put
and we don't know
on
what they mean, right. What they want.
Yeah. No, yeah, They actually did lead a prayer today. I saw the live stream for probably a good 45 minutes. So I know
it's a long prayer.
That is a long prayer.
They were intertwined or not? No. I'm not saying the prayer was. I'm saying the live stream that I watched was 45
gotcha.
Minutes. But anyway, so you know, like I said, you have this multifaceted Antifa group against pretty much ex-military or those that support either the president or the military, or both.
So you agree with Chris, then, because Chris said, I think it was you, maybe it was our last call, Tritium, I think, who said this boils down to just people against Trump and people for Trump protesting
absolutely.
With one another.
No, absolutely.
Against one another.
That's the thesis of this entire riot.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't turn into a riot, apparently, is what people who were there were saying, was that there actually wasn't really any violence of which to speak.
Apparently not between the two groups. Now,
yeah.
if you check back on the last feed, you'll notice that the right-wing group, they were stopped on a bridge on their way to what could have potentially been a conflict. And they were stopped by police because apparently Antifa was fighting amongst themselves.
Oh.
And that's probably, that took probably a good 15 minutes before they were even allowed to, you know, join the protest.
Well, so this does, you know, bring up something I mentioned earlier, the idea that I bet you there are subgroups within Antifa. So there's probably, right. like, the Antifa communist hardcore wing, and then there's the Antifa, we're just here to hate Trump wing, and, you know, who knows what the different breakdowns are there. But anytime you get a group, and we've seen this in the libertarian movement, where anytime you get a group that's larger than like 30 people, you're going to start having disagreements, you're going to start having schisms. Factionalism. They won't agree to how to, you know, how to run their meetings, and then they'll split off as a result of that. And so you'll have as much animosity within, you know, whatever given group as you do between the different purportedly opposing groups. So I think that's an interesting observation, Robert. Was there anything more that you wanted to share that you saw from the footage today?
Yeah, like, I just, you know, I don't have a dog in this fight. Whenever you talk about radicalism, which I honestly see is on both sides of the equation. I've been on the earth for over 30 years. I have yet to see what I consider to be a good, noble president. So, you know, Trump, Obama, Democrat, Republican, I show me something that's of value, and then
there's no such thing as a good president. I mean, they're all thugs.
There you go.
They're all violent killers. I mean, they don't do the killing themselves, but they hire people to do that. They, you know, are more than happy to destroy people's lives for their own legacy and self-aggrandizement.
Try voting harder, Robert. That
right. Right. Well,
hey, good call, man. Anything else? Go ahead.
I truly believe, like, and desperate times, right? But honestly, the way to just put something like this down, and hear me out on this. If you had a guy just streak throughout the entire, you know, give the gangster a hug and salute the militant group, everybody would forget why they were there.
Did you say a guy should streak through the event?
Amen.
Thanks for the call, Robert. I appreciate it.
They make bulletproof cups. You can wear your body armor.
Well, they say here on the Proud Boys website, gay or straight, so they should, you know, they should support the streaking.
I like it.
And the Antifa shouldn't be against streakers, right? I mean, are they
conservative? As long as they can wear the black mask, you know, they can cover their face.
Well, he wasn't saying the streaker should take a side. He was just saying that the streaker should streak.
Ideally. And something non-political.
Yeah.
Why not send a streaker through the event and wake everybody up and be like, whoa, what's going on?
Except for the blind people. They wouldn't be able to really appreciate it.
I wouldn't notice a thing.
Yeah. So that was a great call, by the way. Thank you for that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You know, you don't see a whole lot of streaking.
It just kind of dropped. It was a thing for a while. There was a song.
There was a YouTuber, Vitaly ZDTV, who did a streak at like a football game once within the last several years. He got arrested, I think, for that.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I'm remembering back in the 70s, there was a song called The Streak.
Really?
Yeah.
Who sang it? Do you remember?
Are you kidding? No way.
It was the 70s.
It was, yeah.
All right, so more coming up here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If we get a chance, we'll get back into the Greyhound story where Border Patrol agents, customs agents demanding identification from innocent, peaceful people. Is this something you want where you live? Do you want to be stopped and demanded papers of? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on this live Saturday edition. It's Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Portland, Oregon Mayor Ted Wheeler left a voicemail message for people who plan to go downtown.
In past demonstrations, the various groups have taken to the streets in the core of downtown. We recommend for your safety to move away from these groups inside a location if possible as a precaution if you find yourself near demonstrators.
Police say 13 people were arrested and some weapons were confiscated as the Proud Boys and other right groups were met by counter-demonstrations on the left. Many of the anti-fascist demonstrators wore masks. One Antifa protester said it wasn't because they wanted to fight with police. He said they wore the masks to protect themselves.
When the Proud Boys see us, they don't dox us or, like, release our information and identify us because we don't want people coming to our houses and interfering with our personal lives.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We are back with more Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And want to say thanks to Lynette Warren. She is a gold amplifier. Lynette is a supporter of what we do here at Free Talk Live, and the AMP program allows you to easily do that for as little as $5 a month. Now, Lynette's doing 10. That makes her a gold amplifier. We certainly appreciate the extra support. But all we ask is $5, and if you want to help us out, you know, help us get on more radio stations. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, because it costs money to, you know, get out there and put the show in front of program directors and hopefully get them to add Free Talk Live. We've got over 200 stations so far. We can do more. There's several hundred talk radio stations out there, so you know, it's not unrealistic that we could hit 300, maybe even 400 at some point, but it takes time and it takes money, and so if you want to help us with that, please join the AMP program and get some cool perks like Lynette Warren has done. Thanks, Lynette. Our AMP program is available to you over at amp.freetalklive.com, and you can sign up via PayPal, credit card, and also Bitcoin BTC. It's amp.freetalklive.com. We go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yeah, Ray Stevens.
Yes, the streak. We were actually just playing it during the break there in the studio.
Take me back to third grade.
Oh, yeah, 1970.
You were streaking in third grade?
Wow.
Of course, man. And every day since, without a miss.
All right, go on.
Oh, so Epstein. So, like, he's got he went to the effort of buying an entire private island or two to take his teenage girls to and have some fun. And then what other property does he have? Let's see. Well, he's got a penthouse in New York. And anything else?
The Zorro Ranch.
Oh, yeah, he's got Yeah, that's it. He's got a Zorro. It's all coming back to me now. Zorro Ranch in Stanley, New Mexico, just outside of Albuquerque.
Which you say and do me a favor, back off your phone by like an inch. You're a little bit too hot on the mic there. But,
all right. Anyway, how now?
Didn't really make a difference. But,
how about now?
Not really changing at all. but anyway, so you had called in to say the Zorro Ranch you believed was being, it was named essentially after what was another person who had maybe similar sexual interests, the person who played Zorro on television, you said.
Yeah, well, it's been common knowledge forever that Errol Flynn, who played Zorro in the old movies, like whatever, half a century ago, he used to be specifically interested in like 13-year-old girls, 14-year-old girls, and he used to chase them with L. Ron Hubbard, who, let's see, now really? It's ringing some bells. Scientology. Yeah, there's a Scientology compound in New Mexico as well. It's all coming back to me now.
So are they raiding the Zorro Ranch? I'd heard they raided his houses on the Virgin Islands.
Well, I don't know, but you would think that since there's the islands, and then they got a penthouse, and they've been at the island, they've been at the penthouse, and he's got this ranch, and there's no other properties they really talk about, but in the New Mexico media, there's like zero mention of any New Mexico law enforcement, politician, anybody having any interest whatsoever in whatever Democrats might have been out there partying with Epstein on the land that he bought from the former governor of New Mexico, Bruce King, and his son, Gary King.
Bill Richardson, I mean, there's been a lot of, his name's been in the press a lot. Bill Richardson was a former governor, right?
Of New Mexico, yeah.
Yeah, Bill Richardson's on my Facebook. He's one of my Facebook friends.
Not that that means anything.
Allegedly a pal of Epstein.
Until you've partied with Bill Richardson at the Zorro Ranch, you're not his friend.
maybe I have partied at the Zorro Ranch.
Oh, my.
You don't know.
Thanks for the call tonight, David. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I just can't get the vision of the painting parsing Bill out of my mind.
I don't think we've talked about this on the air.
Yeah, so in Epstein's, in his New York mansion.
Was it New York? Okay.
Yeah, there was a large oil painting. I can't remember all the dimensions, but the largest one was 40 inches, and it depicted Bill Clinton in drag wearing a blue dress.
Huh. Was it Monica? Didn't she have a blue dress?
She had a blue dress.
That's just weird.
It was just really
weird. And there was a photo up there, so it's not like we're just going on somebody else's description of it. There's a photo of this very fancy-looking oil painting, which are not cheap to produce, right?
Yeah.
So he hired somebody. Now, as I understand it, the artist didn't create this for Epstein, that the artist had created this painting on his own, maybe is
possible.
I recall seeing that in an article about this. If I'm wrong about that, please correct me. But this guy paid big money for it, regardless of whether or not he asked for it or not. Now, obviously, he was close to Clinton, right? Because Clinton rode on the airplane, a.k.a. the Lolita Express, apparently at least like 26 times, according to flight logs.
Right.
So, they're close friends, but I mean, I love you, Chris, but I don't think I would ever put a picture of you in, a dress on my wall. I mean, I just don't. There's something weird, like something extra strange about that, isn't there?
There is something strange.
From a lot of reports, that is not the strangest object to art that was found there. Yeah, some other weird stuff. And hey, the guy's got a lot of money. He's spending on a lot of weird art, but it's interesting because all the right-wing people on my page are like, oh, Bill Clinton, he rode the Lolita Express. But then you have, quotes from, Trump talking about what a stand-up guy this guy is.
Well, Trump turned against him.
Well, yeah, he did. And so has Clinton.
Right.
Clinton said, we haven't talked in years.
Right.
Everybody turns against him.
But they were buddies.
Yeah.
All of them were.
So it's kind of interesting to watch this.
Things that make you go,
makes you wonder what government officials are really thinking.
Well, I mean, as was just pointed out in our chat room over at discord.lrn.fm, I mean, you got video evidence of Joe Biden feeling up small children in public. We're not talking about teenagers.
Right.
We're talking about actual children. prepubescent children, and he's putting his hands all over them in some very inappropriate ways.
Joe's sitting there going, why didn't I get to fly on the Lolita Express?
Maybe he did. Maybe that information just hasn't come out.
Awesome.
But, yeah. Well, maybe they would have been too old for him. Maybe that's
possible. Yeah.
Maybe he was offered a ride, and he was like, no, out of my range.
I'll wait for the next bus.
School bus, you mean?
Yeah. Oh, that was horrible.
I mean, it's crazy, though, what this guy gets away with on video, right? All of the allegations about Epstein are just that. They're just allegations about him. Now, they're coming from multiple sources.
Right.
Okay, so I get it. You know, that, and there's no doubt he had his preferences in the teenage years. But was he a rapist? You know, that's a whole other question.
Right.
There's a lot of allegations, not a whole lot of evidence. With Joe Biden, there's plenty of evidence.
Yeah.
There's video footage of him behaving in some very creepy ways in public.
Yeah.
So if he's doing that in public, what is he doing where you can't see him? And that's, I mean, it's scary to think about that.
Yeah.
Because he's untouchable. They can't, you know, they're not going to go after him.
He's a vice president.
Right.
He is a vice president. He's got Secret Service protection
until
he dies.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So if you want to comment here, you're welcome to do that. Let's go to the phones here. Joe is on the line in Maryland. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Great. Errol Flynn never played Zorro.
Really?
It was Tyrone Power who played Zorro at that time. Errol Flynn played Don Juan.
Probably some
Errol Flynn's second wife was Nora Eddington, and he made sure that he was 18 years old. He made sure she was 18 years old before he, you know, started talking to her and stuff like that. Because
mm-hmm.
she was a newsstand girl during his trial. And what do you call it? He liked her because she was a redhead and stuff. And he got introduced to her, and she wasn't 18 yet. He waited till she was 18, then he started dating her, and then he got married.
Interesting.
Well, yeah, thanks for that clarification, because
My Wicked, Wicked Ways, so that's why I knew all that stuff.
I appreciate that, because, you know, if somebody calls in and says something, we don't know if what they're saying is true or not, so I appreciate the clarification on that, Joe. Thanks for the call tonight, man. We got more on the way. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. That's Joe in Maryland. You can dial in just like he did. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and that's toll-free. Or, better yet, get on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Hop into one of those on-air call-in line rooms at the top, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you if you get on the line with us now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Other great features on our website include the Free Talk Live forum, where you can go and interact in a more organized manner because, you know, chat rooms are just sort of the moment. While forums, it's easier to have topics and keep discussions on those topics. So check that out over at forum.freetalklive.com. That's forum.freetalklive.com. So as I said earlier, there is a story about Border Patrol bureaucrats threatening people. Now, the news story says they're just asking.
Just.
In the Miami Herald.
They're just asking for your papers. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right, and that's what they're asking for, except they're, of course, cops, and so anytime a cop asks you for something, it's a lot more intimidating than, you know, a shoeshine boy trying to get you to sit down and, you know, get your shoes shined.
Oh,
right?
God.
It's not the same kind of an ask. Quote, U.S. Border Patrol made a statement. They said, quote, "We have been performing enforcement actions away from the immediate border in direct support of border enforcement efforts and as a means of preventing trafficking, smuggling, and other criminal organizations from exploiting our public and private transportation infrastructure to travel to the interior of the United States. Agents in Florida enforce immigration law while working closely with local, state, and federal law enforcement partners to keep communities safe while securing the coastal borders."
Wow. They are really determined to get back up to Obama numbers. This is what I keep coming back to.
Now, you pulled up a chart, actually, during one of the breaks that showed that during the Obama administration, it seemed like it peaked, started to go up a little bit, the enforcement, compared to what it was during Bush.
It was on a downtrend, mm-hmm. even during Bush, mm-hmm. and it went further down during Obama, but Trump
bounced up a little bit.
Trump has never come close to Obama's lowest numbers.
But even Obama didn't come close to Bush's highest numbers.
Correct.
So what you're saying is there's actually fewer enforcement actions now, or fewer successful enforcement?
Well, one could argue that maybe there's just less illegal immigration. If you were constant on your enforcement actions through all this, and I got to think that the budgets haven't dropped.
So is this just measuring deportations or people being...
Question.
Deportations or... how did they put it? Close the damn page. They had deportations and they had a separate... Oh, removals.
That's the same thing.
They
there was another
somehow,
thing.
Yeah.
There was something else on there.
Yeah.
I'll have to pull that back up.
Yeah.
So let me tell you a little bit more here about this. The presence of immigration officials conducting, quote, transportation checks at transit hotspots isn't necessarily new. However, CPB's enforcement operations as well as missions by ICE have been exponentially ramped up by the Trump administration, they claim, as part of the president's vision to fix the country's broken immigration system. Now, you're saying that's just a straight-up lie, according to the data, Chris, because here's the media in the form of the Miami Herald and posted on Microsoft's website,
right,
that it has been exponentially ramped up, that these missions...
Well, okay, they're doing lots of missions that aren't successful because the numbers aren't hitting. And I got this, the charts and things like that from originally from an article about how Obama, or how, excuse me, Biden is under fire from lots on the left because he supported Obama's deportations. And Mike, when they called Obama the deporter in chief. Now, that was a nickname.
How quickly they forgot.
Yeah. So, I don't know. You know, you're throwing people out left and right. You're saying you're doing it more than anybody else. But your predecessor, who you constantly criticize, did a better job of it than you. Sorry, Trump. You gotta beef it up if you're going to
get ultimately,
up to Clinton
maybe
numbers,
that's all or... that really matters, right, for Trump is, well, we've got more missions. We've got more bureaucrats going on more missions. They're looking. They're out there.
They're worried.
We've made the bureaucracy bigger. See, more enforcement. And then, you know, they are getting publicity around the various different enforcements that they are attempting to do and some of them successfully doing. And that's ultimately what matters to Trump, right, is what people perceive, not necessarily what the reality is. The perception is... that, you know, these have exponentially increased. And so, therefore, people will jump to the conclusion that, well, more enforcement must mean more arrests. But you're saying that's not what's happening.
Yeah. These charts are the information, the data comes to us from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. The slides are put together by, believe it or not, CNN. That's where the story was titled, Yes, Obama Deported More People Than Trump. But context is everything. Trump's still evil, so don't lose sight of that. But under in 2000, under George Bush, you had deportations. They say removals or returns. I'll have to look at what. But they returned over 1.6 million people to their country of origin. That is down to around 175,000 estimated.
So a tenth.
Yeah. As far as removals, which I would call a deportation, Obama hit highs well over 400,000. Trump has never passed 200,000. So,
quote, people know that people can't fly because of their illegal status. So what do? They take trains or Greyhound buses. This is known especially to ICE and CBP, said a prominent South Florida immigration attorney who sits on the board of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. And as we talked about previously, Greyhound does have some, you know your rights information out there. So I'm really glad to see that that's happening so that they can inform people of what their rights are. Because people don't know. You're not being taught in government school how to turn down a police offer of a search. You know, because when they ask you if they can search or when they ask you for your papers, that usually means they don't have a legal right to know. Like, under their own system, they don't have enough evidence to suspect you, you know, or to, you know, actually search you. They don't have enough probable cause to actually search you with you know, just because they have to ask you for permission. They don't have the ability to demand your ID. Now, in some states, they actually can, like state police or whatever can demand identification. But these federal guys don't have the ability to demand it necessarily because you're not at the border.
Right.
So,
but
you need to learn how to say no to that.
Yeah, and they need to make sure that's in multiple languages because a lot of these people they're not even from the country. If they are here illegally, they probably have a cursory knowledge of what their rights may be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And they're going to be vulnerable.
CBP agents, according to federal law, don't need a warrant to, quote, within a reasonable distance from any external boundary of the United States to board and search for aliens in any vessel within the territorial waters of the United States in any rail car, aircraft, conveyance, or vehicle. Meaning, they could board your vehicle and search for aliens anytime they want to.
Here in Keene, New Hampshire, absolutely.
But that does not mean that they can demand you show them your identification.
Correct.
They don't have the right to search in your pockets for that. Now, I'm not an attorney, but that's just, you know, that's my understanding of these situations. And I'll tell you that the time that we went through some of the Free Talk Live co-hosts and some of the folks from ForkFest a couple of years ago went through a immigration checkpoint inside New Hampshire, they didn't want to do anything to us once they saw the cameras.
Right. That was it.
So yeah. Take cameras is the moral of the story, right?
Well, yeah. If you've got video, then you actually have evidence of what it was that transpired. And then it's not just your word versus theirs about what allegedly happened there. So, of course, if CPB or BP or whatever they, whoever they are, these goons, if they come onto a bus where you're on, pull out your camera.
Right.
Get these people on the record. And, you know, if you feel comfortable doing it, ask them some questions. And if you feel like you are, you know your rights and you want other people to know their rights, you don't have to be all quiet. Oh, no, agents.
Right.
You know, like, you know how people walk into a courtroom, they all get quiet. It's like this weird religious thing. You don't have to be quiet with these agents around. You can say out loud, hey, everybody, make sure you record video. You can say, hey, don't forget your rights are to, you don't have to show ID to these people.
Right.
You don't have to show ID. You don't have to let them search you. You can just denounce things like that in these circumstances and let people know.
I think if more people did that, people would be more aware of their rights and the goons would stop hopefully harassing people. But
well, would they stop? They have a tendency to pick on people, the ones they think they can get away with. But certainly if they were being turned away at every bus, yeah, then they might actually give up at some point.
One would hope.
But the likelihood that that's going to happen anytime soon is pretty slim. Hey, thanks for joining me guys here tonight.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Our pleasure.
Check out Riley's Daily Digest of Free Talk Live. Go to feeds.freetalklive.com. He boils it down, a three-hour-long radio show, into about a 30-minute highlights reel. So check that out, and we'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy your weekend.
Good night.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.